It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
And we have Dwayne via the telephone again this morning. He's over at Heather Nursery and Floral over in Montevideo. And getting pretty busy around these parts, you know, with the planting season delayed somewhat. I bet you're busier than ever, Dwayne.
Yeah, we're very busy in the greenhouses, Terry. You know, people are planting. You know, we have all kinds of bedding plants, you know, the flowers and the vegetables are going out. We have all kinds of tomatoes and, you know, peppers and broccoli and Brussels sprouts and all kinds of seeds. And everybody's, it's definitely time to do it.
Yeah, we have a couple of questions here. We'll answer those first, and then we had some...
Yeah, we better get them in.
Yeah, things that Dwayne wanted to specifically talk about today. First of all, this person said their trumpet vine looks dead.
Oh, okay. I know it seems warm, it's 80 degrees out, but patience. Trumpet vine is one of the last things to leaf out, so I would give it time yet, okay?
And I know you always...
Sure,
that's what you always tell me. Be patient.
Yep, and it works. Hey, so I would sure make sure it stays wet, you know, and maybe fertilize it a little bit. But trumpet vine are very hardy, and so just give it some time.
And this
kind of like the hardy hibiscus. I won't even look at that till mid-June because it has to be hot before it comes up. So
yeah, and this,
trumpet vine hibiscus are kind of ones that take a while.
This next one's from my neighbor, and she wanted to know about crabgrass preventer. Is it too late to put it down, or is it too early? It's, you know, this season's kind of a goofy season, and, you know, we've had some warmer temperatures, and she wanted to know, too late or too early or just right?
You know, Terry, we've been doing this show for many, many, many years, and, you know, things have changed over the years. The crabgrass preventer they have now lasts longer than the olden days. You know, the old one used to be Bayland, and that only lasted 6 weeks. The crabgrass preventer they have now lasts a lot longer than that. So it's time to put it on because it is getting water. The soil temperature has been cool, you know, but we're definitely warming up. So I'd put a fertilizer with a crabgrass preventer on.
And that was my next question. She wants to know, is there a crabgrass preventer that's got fertilizer and you can do the whole works at one time?
Yep. Yep. Okay. Definitely.
And you carry it.
We have for years and years and years and years.
Okay.
So it's a granular, and you put it in a spreader and you spread it out there. And if it's going to rain this weekend, it'd be great to get it on there before that happens.
Okay. And that's the questions I have. And of course, if anybody has any additional questions that they would like to ask Dwayne, you can email those to us at KLQPFM. At farmerstell.net or give us a call here at 320-598-7301. Dawson, you can call 769-2886, and that'll ring over here. So if you have any questions, we'll try and get those in today. But now Dwayne wanted to talk about some specific plants.
Well, before that, Terry, you know, everybody has a question out there, and, you know, if you share it, probably a lot of other people have the same question, and so there's no such thing as a dumb question. So, please call them in, or like you said, you know, take Terry's directions there, and we'd be glad to answer them. And during the week, if you have questions, you sure can get us in our three locations, Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
Yeah.
And we'd be glad to answer your questions, or we have a lot of stuff on hand that we can help with your problems. Or I guess the plants I was going to talk about are some of the plants out, you know, outside that are really looking nice these days. I have one in my backyard is a northern sun forsythia. They bloom before they get leaves on, and it blooms a dark yellow, almost gold. And boy, is that sure pretty! It's just kind of getting done now. But northern sun forsythia, if you're looking for one of the first things to bloom, is definitely a plant to have.
Now is
it
that
be a bigger
that,
plant?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about size on that, and you know, how big does it get?
For it to be in its glory, I'd plant it out in your yard and let it get big, 6 to 8 feet,
okay.
You know, and it blooms, and you'll have millions of blossoms on there. I have an apple tree over here in Monty that it's a number of years old, and if it's just absolutely covered with flowers. And if each flower has an apple on there, I'm going to have a billion apples.
Yeah, ours are really covered in blooms, too. I was visiting with my cousin. She lives up by Alexandria, and we were talking about apples, and she had the same problem that I had last year with so many apples rotting on the tree, and I, you know, sprayed it pretty regularly, and she has this theory that it was because spring started so early last year, and they ripened up faster. And
yeah, it could have been. That's a good, never really thought about that.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a new apple out there, there's one that has similar parentage to Honeycrisp. It's called Kinder Crisp. It's a great apple. It's a crisp apple, sweet apple, and if you want to try something new, I would definitely try Kinder Crisp apple.
And when does that one ripen? Early, late, mid-season?
It's mid-season to late. Not late, but not mid-season, but a little past mid-season. So it's a great apple. It's a good apple.
Okay.
Not a big apple, but it's a red apple, and it has similar parentage to Honeycrisp. If you grow Honeycrisp around here, the apples taste good, but if you buy some in the store, then they're growing out on the West Coast. They don't taste the same as they do from Minnesota-grown apples. So if you're going to buy Honeycrisp apples, make sure they're Minnesota-grown, because there is definitely a different taste.
I bought this book from, I don't know if you've heard of him, Eric Bergeson. He lives up around Holly or that area.
I have that book.
Yeah, I bought it, and it's really interesting. And he says that we're very fortunate here in the upper Midwest because everything tastes better and is more nutritious because of our nighttime temperatures and long days, and he says that the fruit and vegetables, they're so much better up here than what you get anywhere else in the United States.
Yep, now we grow the right varieties, and you'd be ahead of the game and put a little earth elements on there, Terry, and you get the minerals into your plant. So when you eat the tomatoes, you get the minerals, and when you feed the minerals through your plant and you eat that tomato, you absorb 90% of those nutrients. And when you take like a vitamin, you probably only absorb up to 20%. So,
yeah,
gardens are healthy if you do it right.
Yep, I'm going to plant my tomatoes and peppers this weekend. I was kind of holding off, but now they're talking highs only in the 50s on Saturday at Raid, so I probably won't get them out this weekend.
but great. We have all kinds of tomatoes. There's a sand. Mazzano, if you've ever planted that, Terry, if you like a paste tomato, that's an heirloom Italian tomato. I'd try that one this year. I don't think you've had that one before.
I don't think so. Is that a bigger
Roma type? It's a Roma type. If you want a big Roma, you plant Amish paste.
Yep.
This is more tubular. It's a longer tomato.
And what's it called?
But San Marzano.
Okay.
I'll have to bring you one. I don't know if Dawson has that, but so...
Yeah,
I'll get you one.
Okay, I'd like to try that. Yeah, because
some other things to try in your garden. I know we don't have a lot of time now, but Jade 2 string beans are great, and sugar snack carrots are something that's cool, that's neat. If you haven't got honey nut butternut squash, haven't tried that yet, that's absolutely great. It's a small
squash I've ever had. I got some of that last year, and that is just unbelievable. I was talking to Betty, and she said she normally doesn't like squash, but she likes that one.
Yep, honey nut butternut squash, okay? It's a butternut squash. Another one that a lot of people like, Cindy Sigdahl likes, delicata squash.
Yep, I like that one, too.
Try that. Yep. Viking potatoes are great. We have candy onion plants, a Walla Walla onion plants. Those are some things that you don't forget in your garden.
And save me some sweet potato plants. I don't imagine they're in yet.
No, they're supposed to be coming this week. So we'll save you sweet potatoes. If other people want sweet potatoes, hopefully they'll be coming today. If not, we'll get your name on a list and, we'll call you when they come in.
Yeah.
That, then our water plants are supposed to be here today, too, so.
I finally got my pond cleaned out and got fresh water in there, and I'm going to go pick my fish up today. I got a friend that stores them for me over winter, so.
Yep. Memorial Day is just around the corner, too, so if you need planters made up, bring them into Madison there or Dawson location, Montevideo. We'll gladly help plant them up, or we have planters already made up. We also have a lot of nice geraniums, very traditional for the cemetery planters and that type of stuff's put out at the cemetery. So
So you got your bare red trees all potted up, or do they still have some?
No, we still have some. A lot of the fruit trees are still here, so if you're interested in that Kinder Crisp or Honey Crisp or Honey Gold, or we have a Harrelson Herald Red. We have a pretty good number. We have some pear trees and plum trees, and if you're looking for that, you save about 25% getting them bare root. But I would say the end of next week, they'll all be planted. So
yeah, my pear trees and plum trees this year, I've never seen so many flowers on them or blooms.
Yeah, it's just crazy out there.
Yeah, so I hope it produces. But you know, it'll probably be getting rid of a lot of fruit on it because there'll be more than what it can actually produce.
You know, when trees overbear like that, they will fluff their fruit off because that's just a survival instinct. So don't be excited when it's overproduced in that little stage, you know, when they're about penny size, a lot of them fall off.
Yeah.
Had a lot of questions this week about spraying your apple trees or fruit trees. Definitely do not spray them when they're in flower, when they're flowering, because that's when they're pollinated by the wind or by the bees. You definitely want to, if you spray that, then you'll kill the insects that pollinate it. So you don't want to kill the bees.
They're kind of in tough shape the way it is, the way it sounds.
And I helped create a product called XL, which is natural, organic, non-GMO certified OMRI, and that would be something I would suggest you spray on your tree. It's called XL.
Yep, I'm going to try that this year too. And I'm hoping that I could prevent those apples from rotting. But it wasn't just me or my cousin. You know, there were so many people that had that problem.
It was all over. And I think the lady had a good explanation that just started too early, you know.
Yeah, because she was saying her apples ripened so much earlier last year.
Yeah. Well, it definitely started early, and then we had some snow, and it was kind of a strange year last year.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so we can help people. Please stop into Heather Nursery Floral Greenhouses. Our greenhouses are full. We grew a lot of plants this year. We have a lot of gorgeous hanging baskets and containers and, you know, stock and garden seeds. And, you know, we're located in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. Just give us a jingle.
You aren't looking to run out of any specific varieties, are you? Or?
Well, we've ran out a few different types of petunia plants. No, we're okay yet. We've got a lot of tomatoes and veggies.
But get in early while the selection's at its best.
Yeah. It's good planting time, and we'll be putting. We did hanging baskets for the city of Madison. They're going to be hanging them here within the week. And Dawson, we're going to start doing the planters and hanging the baskets. So before Memorial Day, we'll have all those planters out.
Yeah, I hear so many good comments on the hanging baskets in Dawson. And if you're a Dawson business, or even if you're a private individual, if you'd like to sponsor one, contact the city of Dawson, or they could probably even talk to you, I suppose, or call Heather Nursery.
Or the Chamber.
Yeah, or the Dawson Chamber, you know.
Because
it's, you know, to upkeep and that's a lot of work and a lot of expense involved, and they're looking to help offset some of the expenses, and you can sponsor it in memory of somebody or of honoring someone.
You bet. Dawson Chamber would be the one to contact there. And also Madison, they're going to have 8 hanging baskets on the main street and planters on the main street. So if you're in Madison and want to donate there too, Bruce Glumstead is in charge of that.
Okay. Well, I see we're about out of time, Dwayne, but we got to wish everybody happy planting and get out there and do some gardening. It's therapeutic. It's good exercise. And the benefits are the fruit of your labor is always wonderful.
Yeah, very rewarding and healthy. So if we can help you with any of that, just give us a jingle.
Yep, we'll talk to you next week, Dwayne.
Okay, thanks, Terry. You have a great day.
Yep, you too.